This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome to the Corporation Nation. You are in it. And we are here. Well, if you're here today, you're probably more here to listen to my guest, Freeman Burt from Colorado, who joins me every Thursday, even on All Hallows' Eve, even Halloween or Hollow Mass, whatever you call it, whether you're a pagan that worships this pre-Christian holiday, or you're a Christian who subscribes to the Christian version of the holiday. It's a strange holiday indeed, and one that is highly celebrated in the state of Utah here. For some reason, the Mormon church here covets, and I mean covets, its Halloween celebrations. I mean, you have haunted houses and just the goriest of you know, what we call corn mazes here, where you go through mazes of the stalks of corn that are dried up, and it's just an incredible holiday here. And it, you know, on a side note, there is a lot of witchcraft here. There's a lot of Wicca and other groups of that nature. It's a hot spot for that. So that's kind of interesting here in Utah as well. And you know, like I pulled Burt apparently away from his fatherly duty of being chaperone for his children to go trick-or-treating. And I apologize for that, Burt. Tell your wife that it's not my fault that you had a choice.
Next time, she said, next time you come over, she's going to leave you outside in the middle of the hailstorm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I was driving back from Texas, actually, to talk to Mr. Stattmiller about this show, in fact. And I stopped by to see Bert. And apparently I brought with me the wrath of God because we had, what, golf ball-sized hail, and it was ruining all the cars and everything.
Man, it was scary. What are you talking about? It was scary.
But it was neat to watch. It was really neat, actually. So, I had a message from a friend who was telling me about, well, he's saying that, anti-GMO, labeling or lobbying are actually coming from the very companies who produce a lot of the GMO things. So you have Nestle, Pepsi, Coke, some of the other larger companies. And the fact is that GMO or genetically modified organisms, which are sugar beets, which is where a lot of the sugar comes from, apparently the third largest cash crop behind the soy and corn, which is in basically everything. So you have the three top products basically all going into what your children are possibly going out and collecting from all of the people out there who just unwittingly go to the store and purchase the brand name that they're most accustomed to. And it's all GMO foods. It's almost like we're useful tools, useful idiots, allowing our children to actually feast out on this candy that's completely GMO. Everything is. And I kind of find that a little disturbing. It's like we are falling for a trick, as in a trick or treat, and not really thinking about what we're allowing our children to do, not to mention the celebration of this holiday. And that's interesting, Bert, because we have a lot of holidays in this country that don't really make sense. We have Christmas that's been turned into a worship of a Santa Claus. We have Easter, which is a worship of the Easter Bunny. We have what else? We have President's Day, which is a glorification of our dictator. We have placing them on a hero pedestal. Of course, it doesn't explain how the presidency actually works, but we worship them anyway. We have all these holidays that are false, that are they've been turned into something dirty, something devious. And I include Halloween, of course, in that bunch. So happy holidays, folks. Perhaps we should focus on what those holidays really are meant to be. So what's your kid this year? What's he dressed up as?
A ninja.
A ninja. A ninja. Yeah. We need some of those, actually.
Well, he likes a little symbol, you know, on the Skype, a little ninja symbol.
Mm.
You know, the little guy with a sword.
Yep, sure. We need some of those ninjas, I think, in Washington, D.C. So, Bert, I wanted to finally, after two attempts to cover the maxims of law today, and I don't want to get sidetracked too much, if we can. I know it's difficult because you have so much stuff that you're doing, and I before we get into that, I do want to cover this case you're attempting in California. I find it's kind of fascinating. Now, if I have this straight, and I find this to be a really wonderful idea, you are attempting through the legal process, that is this person's right, to put restraining orders on different government officials. Can you explain what that case is all about out there in Southern California?
Yeah, basically it involves a child, and whenever you have a case involving a child, you actually get the full force of the executive branch of the state involved. People don't realize that all these agencies that deal with children are directly under the executive branch of the state, which means it is all law enforcement. And they use the brute force of the state against you, the mother and father, and the child. Okay? They will kidnap the child no matter where the child is if the law enforcement agencies feel they must do it in order to get obedience either from the children or from the parents.
Now, one of the aspects of this is the word child, because the word child is very similar to, say, the word citizen or the word person. Child, it turns out, is a legal status. So, in other words, when we look at the courts and we look at the opinions of the court, hands down, the court's opinion is that the child, In other words, the artificial person that is the child belongs to the state. The state is parens patrae. I can't say that word, which means parent,
parentis.
Parent of the state. Or in other words, the state is the parent. That marriage is a three-party contract between the state, the wife, and the husband, which are, again, legal status, which is very important because, that's why marriage is so important, because you create that contractual obligation that says your children basically become part of the state. So you have government basically coming after their legal property as parents portrays, or whatever it's called. We will be back. Stay with us for more with Bert. Free Man Bert.
Wake up and look around you. We're lost in space and the earth is your home. Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Relax.
And we're the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. With me today is Free Man Bert, and he will be with us every Thursday for your comprehension and listening pleasures. We're talking about a child custody case, which likely involves our lovely CPS, Child Protective Services branch and family court and all that. I wanted to just read again the opinions of the court. And it's very important to understand. I wrote an article a long time ago called thanks to you, actually, called Do You Own Your Children? And it's a kind of a strange question until you realize what the state's opinion of that question is. And the state basically says that marriage, from appellate court of Illinois, says marriage is a civil contract to which there are three parties, the husband, the wife, and the state. When two people decide to get married, they are required to first procure a license from the state. And it goes on and on and on. It says the state represents the public interest in the institution of marriage. It's purely a contractual state of being. This public interest, according to Linneman, this public interest is what allows the state to intervene in certain situations to protect the interests of members of the family. The state is like a silent partner in the family who is not active in everyday running of the family, but becomes active and exercises its power and authority only when necessary to protect some important interest of family life. Taking all this into consideration, the question is no longer is whether the state has an interest or place in disputes such as the one at bar, but it becomes a question of timing and necessity. State has a wide range of power for limiting parental freedom and authority in things affecting the child's welfare. In fact, the entire familial relationship involves the state. Now, we go to Meadows versus Meadows in August 2008 in the Court of Civil Appeals of Alabama, and many cases are quoted in that, or opinions, I should say. It says the primary control and custody of infants is with the government. There is no wider area for exercise of judicial discretion than that of providing for and protecting the best interests of children. The court stands in the position of parens patria of children, which is a Latin term. Let's see. There's one other one I want to read. Parens patria, if I'm saying that correctly, literally means parent of the country. Refers traditionally to the role of the state as sovereign and guardian of persons under legal disability. And pursuant to that doctrine, the primary control and custody of infants is with the government. Listen to this, folks, because this is the important part. To be delegated, as of course, to their natural guardians, that's you, the natural parent, and protectors, so long as such guardians are suitable persons to exercise it. In other words, you got to be a good citizen in order for the state to allow you to keep your children. So what's going on out there in California, Bert?
Yeah, well, let me highlight one word that you just mentioned in there a few times, which is the word custody. When people are involved in a custody case, they always forget about the state's custody of your child, which is the one most important custody in every custody case.
You've got the mother and the father battling it out, not realizing that it's actually the state that has custody?
Yes. Yeah. They have custody the whole time.
Well, okay, so let's go. Let me read one more, and then I'm going to give you the floor. In other words, this is again from a court case, the same court case. In other words, quote, the state is the father and mother of the child, and the natural parents are not entitled to, quote unquote, custody, except upon the state's beneficent recognition that natural parents presumably will be the best of its citizens to delegate its custodial powers. The law devolves the custody of infant children upon their parents, not so much upon the ground of a natural right, but because the interests of the children and the good of the public will, as a general rule, will thereby be promoted. You see, you do not own your children if they are registered property of government. It's really that simple. Again, this is the citizenship thing. So, Bert, take it.
Oh, man. Yeah, so... So what people need to realize is that whenever you're dealing with a state in your life, okay, in any shape or form, it's because they have a chain around your leg, your wrist, or your neck. Okay. So anyway, so in this particular situation that we're dealing with, we have a family that has been terrorized by this local enforcement agencies, beginning with local police departments, sheriff officers, probation departments, family court, juvenile court, you know, that whole branch of the so-called government. And what we have, I mean, we're suing, of course. We took the offensive and we are suing these people. And we are in the process, well, we actually started the process of obtaining restraining orders against these criminals. And, of course, the courts are never sympathetic to you putting restraining orders on their law enforcement folks.
That's because they have no power without them.
Right.
Their opinions would not mean a damn thing without the enforcement of them. I mean, that's it, right.
Exactly. So they are the goons that do their dirty work. And we're trying to put a restraining order on the goons because they have caused terror to this family. And restraining orders are a really funny instrument to use because it creates liability on all the parties involved in either granting or denying the restraining order. And we're basically in the process of now setting up the hearing date has already been given to us to show up and allow the recipients of the restraining orders to come forward and object to the restraining orders being given. And anyone in the California Riverside area that would like to participate in these hearings, by all means, contact me because we would like to have as many people there to be witnesses to what is going on because this should turn out to be a sort of a kind of like a little mini trial type of deal. People may get up there and testify and all that kind of thing. So it would be very, very interesting for people to learn about this process because you are not going to see restraining orders being put on government officials like we're doing. And we're going very, very high. We're going to the top of the state with these restraining orders.
So you're sticking one to the governor?
Yes, we are, because the governor is the one in charge of the entire police force.
So really, you only need... I mean, would it be safe to say that you only need one against the governor and that would include every appointed office or no?
Yes, technically that's what it is because everybody else is working under his direction. All law enforcement in the state is in actuality under the governor.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's and it's going to become more interesting as time goes by. Now, going along with what you were saying just a minute ago, can you read that one statute that I put in there for your listeners?
What is it a part of, actually? The California Code? Or?
Yes.
Oh, cut off by the music. We'll be back, folks, and we'll get into the California statutes regarding children as adults. How strange. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine.
All right, folks, welcome back. He's got a problem with his poison. We're on the Corporation Nation. My guest today is Freeman Burt. So, Burt, you're filing restraining orders on government. I find that to be a fantastic story. Tell us more. Bert, did I lose you? Oh.
No, I forgot to turn my microphone back on.
Oh, you people. All right, you say you want me to read these statutes?
Yes,
Is this the California Penal Code?
It's called the Government Code, California Government Code.
Okay, so it says 275.2, notwithstanding any other provision of law, a public officer who is a minor shall have the rights and liabilities of an adult, both civil and criminal, with regard to his official duties. So children apparently have duties, under law, and a candidate for nomination or election to public office who is a minor shall have the rights and liabilities of an adult, both civil and criminal, with regard to his actions as a candidate or activities as a candidate. Notwithstanding, this is point two, notwithstanding other provision of law.
That's the same thing.
So, what the heck? You know, I've seen this before, and I'm like, what does this mean?
Yeah, well, here's the part of the reality. In criminal trials, only adults can be tried. Okay, and this is a reality that when people actually comprehend it, it's like being, you know, bathed with a cold bucket of ice water. Your child, okay, when if your child does something wrong at the age of 10, you know, 12, 8, 6 years old, he or she's gonna be moved through the juvenile system. Okay, and the judges are gonna hold this threat over your head, which is along these lines. Ma'am or sir, we need you to cooperate with us, because if you do not, we're going to have to then conduct a criminal trial where your son or daughter is going to be treated as an adult. And at that point, your child's future will be permanently stained with a criminal conviction, if that is, in fact, what comes out at the end of the trial. But what the judge, here's the critical part. What the judge doesn't tell you is that I'm going to be the judge and jury, my dear mother and father. You're not even going to have a trial by jury.
Well, so the judge is, where is he getting the, I guess, authority, if you want to call it that? Where is he getting his law that says that a child can be an adult? Because you know, these again are statuses. So how do you change a child status to an adult status? I don't understand.
Yeah, and that's because in law, okay, in legal statutory law, persons in reality don't have an age. They're just a person. So in reality, all persons are adult regardless of whether being 1 year old, 2 year old, or 200 years old. They're all the same.
So really it's kind of an illusionary thing that they have going on, where they separate 17 year olds from 18 year olds in the prison system. They're all actually considered adults under the law. The only difference is that an adult cannot be a child, whereas a child can be an adult.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all in prison. So what's the difference?
Some form. Yeah.
They're all under the same roof. It's just the ones over there are the ones that are a little younger, and the ones over there are a little older. But they're all in prison together. And that's the point, that when a juvenile is taken to juvenile hall or whatever they want to call it, they're putting your son or daughter in prison. That the fact that they call it something else means nothing. They're in prison.
And often they are private or privatized prisons, which is even worse.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is a privatized system, which is another reason why when this corporation agents come after you, you must exercise your right to put restraining orders on them, because you are never sure as to the capacity that they are operating under when they're coming after you. They may be operating after you, you know, coming after you in their capacity of some kind of a Walmart security guard. You never know, because they never disclose it to you. And then when they're exercising that supposed authority, you don't know on what capacity they're treating you under. They don't know if they're treating you as a cow, a dog, a cat, or some roadkill.
Or a person. Which is the least favorable of all of those. Might as well be roadkill. Wow. So what... Just a question here. Now, if you put a restraining order on these guys, and I'm assuming you're trying to do it in the correct court, the correct situation with, you know, the whole unlimited jurisdiction thing, if they do not defend or do not show, you know, they have, as you said earlier, they have the burden of proof basically to show why a restraining order is not necessary or is fallaciously, you know, required. So in technicality, if they don't show up to to show proof that this is fallacious or immaterial or whatever, then you're gonna go for a default judgment, right? Because they didn't, basically their silence is consent.
Yeah, well, in this particular situation, because they can give you a restraining order, like straight up. You can show up with your request for a restraining order, and they can give you a temporary restraining order, which is like 30 days temporary. They can give it to you right away. But in our particular case, they're saying that we don't have enough evidence for a temporary restraining order, so they're giving us a hearing for a what they call a permanent restraining order, which is from 6 months to 2 years. So now we're actually going for the long one, the one that will last up to 2 years, a restraining order on these criminals. And if they don't show up to give cause as to why these people do not deserve a restraining order against these people possibly coming over and killing them in their own home, then we're going to get it.
So again, it's just a default, right? There's not even a trial doesn't even need to take place if they don't show up to disclaim your action, right?
No, and then they have to prove how they are going to be hurt by us having a restraining order. That's a pretty difficult thing to prove.
It's true.
You know, so the burden is on them.
Now, what if they come back and say, well, I won't be able to do my legal, lawful duty by taking and stealing your children and sticking him somewhere where he has a 600 times higher chance of dying in a home than he does in your home? I mean, you know, in a
institution,
what do you call that?
I mean.
Yeah, exactly. What if that's the claim?
Well, I mean, it you see, from our point of view, it really doesn't matter what the outcome is in this particular situation, because either way they rule, if they rule in our favor, good. If they don't rule in our favor, it's still good, because they are now are going to be saying that we, in fact, have nothing to fear from these people. That's all going to go on the record. And during this hearing, they're going to have to actually bring up, whether they like it or not, the status of this family that justified what they did to them. So one way or another, they're going to have to dance to their own music that they themselves created. So it's more than anything, it's kind of like a strategy that we're using here to cause them to reveal their point of view, which is something that they never tell people, because you never know how they're treating you. They never disclose it.
By what status they're treating you? You mean?
Yeah, they never tell you what your status is. If you're a 14th Amendment citizen, if you're a real citizen, if you're an employee, if you're a customer. I mean, go to all of these courts and pay attention to the signs. They say, yeah, customers come this way. Court customers go over there. Thank you. Next customer, please. You know, they tell you at the court clerk's line.
It is ironic. You know, I've been screaming that for a long time. It's like, look, your municipalities, your courts, they all call you customers. And if you actually look in the financial reports, you see that these things are non-governmental. Non-governmental. That is what government calls its enterprise operations. Okay, that's why you're a customer. It's private. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Some is simply baffling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. That's about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in, simultaneously. System. In a form of energy, all of our sensory system, and then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like. It explodes into this enormous collage, and in this moment, we are perfect, perfect, we are whole, we are whole, and we are beautiful, and we are beautiful.
It appears rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushrooms.
It is the most mysterious part of the human body, and yet it dominates the way we live our adult lives. It is the brain.
All right, folks, welcome back. You know, if you like the music, or at least some of the music that's being played here, visit melodysheep.com. Melodysheep.com, and you can find some of the great videos, and you can also download that music. The guy was very, very generous and allowed me to use it for my show, and so a lot of this is coming from him, including the openers, which is from the dictator, Charlie Chaplin. Anyway, want to give a thanks to Melody Sheep for that. So, Bert, you know, what's you know, I can see that the defense for this could very easily be justified in that by having a restraining order on government, government cannot provide you with your rights, with your services. It cannot force you into the enjoyment of all of your contractual obligations. So do you think that this is going to work as far as getting your restraining orders? And I know you say it's a win-win situation either way, but it would be a reasonable argument considering the, you know, we're talking about a completely illogical and unreasonable thing here. But in that sense, in the sense of the devil, it would be reasonable for government to say that, well, we can't have a restraining order because then we can't force you to do anything.
Well, and you see, that's the situation that we're trying to put them in a situation that it doesn't matter which way they go, our end result is the same, which brings us right back to we need them to clarify for us what is the status that they are treating us under. Either way, if they provide the restraining order, we can still ask the question, okay, you providing the restraining order to protect us, but you're protecting us under what status? What is the status that we will hold in order to qualify for your protection? If they deny it, you're denying it under what status are we holding in order for you to be able to deny it?
Well, I guess the question is where is the authority that you can deny it? That's the real question.
The most obvious defense for them would be the state is sovereign. So the state cannot be restrained, right? that would be their thing, which obviously would be an insane position to take, because if you cannot restrain the government, then it is free to carry on tyranny to whatever degree it wishes to. Right.
So when's this court? When's this case going to take place? When's this trial going to take place?
Well, it's a hearing in a couple of weeks. So I need people to contact me, Bert@onlyfreemen.com, and let me know that you wanna get involved in learning about protecting your freedom, protecting your rights.
Yeah, and this is an important point. One of the things that we talked about in previous discussions, Bert, was the fact that, you know, one of the powers that we have out here is supporting one another. Now, if you have a witness, and please understand that you're not a spectator, you're a witness when you're sitting in a courtroom, when you're sitting in that back bench watching the proceedings, you're not just a spectator, you're a witness. As a witness, if you see something devious, if you see something unlawful, if you see something illegal, if you see anything at all, you have the right and actually the duty to file a complaint against that judge for acting outside of his capacity for several different reasons. And as we discussed, what happens to a judge if enough people complain about him?
Well, you can actually bring him up for impeachment, right? You can get him removed from office.
Well, yeah, you could disbar him because there's a lot of things. But I mean, I've heard around the way that if a judge receives actually three complaints, official complaints, written complaints, filed through the record, that he is no longer eligible to even enter the courtroom at that point.
Well, I haven't seen the evidence for that, but I do know that judges do not like to see witnesses in their courtroom. That's a fact. That's a fact, Jack. And people can call in and testify to this, that when they smell that you're one of the supposedly free people trying to stand up for your rights, they'll say, oh, yeah, sit down, sir. And then they'll clear the courtroom, and then they'll say, okay, you may come up now, sir. Because they're trying to see, first of all, if you have any witnesses, because they'll clear the courtroom. When you're standing there by yourself, they know that they can rape you and they'll have no witnesses.
Yeah. So in other words, they'll dismiss your case and make it the last case mm-hmm. so that everybody else in the court, and they'll see how many people are left.
Exactly.
As witnesses. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
they do that regularly, day in and day out. That's their standard practice. Actually, they did it to this one fellow that I've been working with. They told him, well, okay, we're gonna take a lunch break. And everybody's leaving the courtroom right for lunch. And they said, Mr. Richardson, can you come back here? I think we have a few minutes to deal with your case. During the lunch break.
Nice.
When everybody had left. So this is how dirty these people are. So it's very important when you're going to fight these people to have witnesses. I cannot stress that enough. Whenever you go to any government office, try to bring two people with you and make sure that each of them has a big old, you know, legal size yellow pad with a pen. That scares the crap out of them.
Yeah, and of course there's always the camera, which I recommend everybody always have with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Well, I'm dying to know the outcome of this because, I mean, I'm sitting here imagining actually being able to put a restraining order on my local police, the entire force. I mean, that's just fantastic. I mean, what a wonderful tool that is. So, well, yeah, definitely keep us posted on that. So let's talk about these darn maxims of law, Bert, because I really think that they are so important. They are the foundation of what law basically should be. Can you just give us a brief sort of history of what they are, where they came from, and all that?
Well, I mean, I'm learning this as well as everybody else. But the important thing to remember about the maxims of law is that they are based on basically on undeniable principles of law. I mean, something like, for example, thou shalt not steal. You do not need a legislative act to make it clear that you should not steal something that's not yours. Okay? You don't need a congressional act to tell you that you don't have a right to kill someone. Okay? Just for the heck of it. You know? These are basic principles of law, just like gravity. You drop something and it's going to go towards the center of the earth. These are basic principles. And legislative law is not supposed to go against those principles of law.
So to say they're maxims, they're actually axioms. They're sort of self-evident truths with regards to the making of law and enforcement of law. And that's why I find them so important. And the fact that they're delved in natural law is even more important. So we'll get into that when we get back from the break. Again, you're with Free Man Bert on the Corporation Nation. Stay with us.
Financial uncertainty.